Hello, welcome to Booklicious Podcast, and today is Motivational Monday. And today we'll be discussing the book Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World by Cal Newport. In this book, Newport presented a compelling argument of why we should all consider reducing our use of digital devices and services to regain control of our lives and achieve more meaningful and fulfilling experiences. In the first chapter of the book, Newport discusses the concept of lopsided arm race between technology companies and their users. He argues that while these companies have developed incredible powerful tools to capture our attention and keep us hooked, we as individuals are ill-equipped to fight back against their influence. This created an imbalance that can be harmful to our well-being and productivity. In Chapter 2, Newport introduces the concept of digital minimalism. This is the idea that we should be intentional about our use of technology, using only those tools and services that truly add values to our lives while avoiding those that are merely distractions. By adopting a minimalistic approach, we can regain control of our time and attention and focus on the things that really matter. In Chapter 3, Newport explores the way in which attention economy has transformed our digital landscape. He argues that the constant stream of notifications, emails, and social media updates can create a sense of clutter and overwhelm that makes it difficult to stay focused on our priorities. By decluttering our digital lives, we can focus and free our mental space and improve our abilities to concentrate. In Chapter 4, Newport discusses the importance of spending time alone. Free from distractions and technology, he argues that solitude is essential for creative thinking, introspections, and personal growth, and that our constant connectivity can actually hinder these processes. By carving out time for solitude, we can gain clarity and perspective and develop a stronger sense of self. In Chapter 5, Newport explores the way in which digital devices and services have changed our nature of leisure time. He argues that our constant connectivity has made it difficult to truly unwind and recharge, and that we often use technology as a crutch to fill empty moments in our life. By reclaiming leisure time and engaging in activities that are truly fulfilling, we can improve our overall well-being and satisfactions with life. At last, in conclusion, we can say Digital Minimalism is a thought-provoking and timely book that challenges us to consider our relationship with technology. By adopting a minimalistic approach, our digital lives, we can regain control of our time and attention and focus on things that truly matter. If you are feeling overwhelmed by the constant noise and distraction of the digital world, this book is definitely worth a read. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We hope you like this review of the book. Don't forget to subscribe our channel so you don't miss any upcoming book reviews. See you in the next one.